This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If you want to get on the Concorde, you have to go to a museum these days, but private sector supersonic flight may not be completely dead. A company called Spike Aerospace is working on an $80 million private jet due in 2018 that promises to fly from New York to London in less than 4 hours. Sally Herships reports.
Corporate plane shame is gone. That's according to Doug Royce with aerospace research firm Forecast International.
Particularly the perception that as people were losing their jobs and as the economy was tanking, you shouldn't be out flying around in a business jet. That's gone away.
Royce says the market for private jets is worth tens of billions a year, but the lower end is still struggling. He says a signal the top of the market is growing is manufacturers like Bombardier and Gulfstream developing new aircraft. Robert Mann is an airline industry analyst.
The old adage goes, speed costs money. How fast can you afford to go?
Mann says pilots on private planes can pay twice as much for fuel as commercial airlines. Between taxes and the cost of shipping fuel to small airports, Fortune 500 firms are still the biggest business buyers of private jets. Ariane, developer of another supersonic jet, says it has letters of intent for 50 aircraft. The check-in date is 2020. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.